Greetings, friends and dear listeners. So, we are headed to Disneyland this morning. It's 4:27 a.m. Carolyn and Lennox are scheduled to wake up at 5. Una was supposed to wake up at 4. I knocked on her door. I'm not sure it was quite successful. So, fun fact, did you know that Disney World, the one in Florida, is 27,000 acres big, aka the size of San Francisco, California? We're really excited. Disneyland or Burst. That was a Perfect Strangers reference. Ready to go. Ever since a few months ago, my mom let me know. She booked everything. We brought Lennox and Luna to the living room, sat them down on the couch, which is when we do the big announcements. The last time we did this was when we brought Frankie Blue into our lives, our dumb, annoying, terrified weirdo of a cat. Way back in the day, Carolyn's dad, Alan, rented a van, one with four rows of seats in it, like a big van, big white van, and he drove 14 Fishers, maybe 11 Fishers, down to Disneyland. That's crazy. That blows my mind. That's a lot of people. That's a big van. Carolyn and I haven't drank for a month in preparation. Drop a few LBs, if you will. But I'm ready to freaking drink right now. I'm actually housing a bang as we speak. We're all gonna smash a few bangs on the way to the airport. So ticket prices, it's $184 per ticket. That's one day. But hey, Michael Eisner will give you a discount if you buy 2 days of tickets and 3 days of tickets. But for one day, one time, it's dang near 200 bills. Beer is $13 for you non-drinkers out there, Alan, Liz. Beer, if you go to a restaurant, bar, whatever, $6-$7. So this is double the price of going into a restaurant. But Carolyn made the annotation that espresso martini at the bar at Disneyland Hotel is $16, which is high. It's expensive, but that's about the price we pay when we drank espresso martinis at Yard House, Kimpton Sawyer, which is a fancy hotel in Sacramento, $14-$15. So $16 isn't outrageous. So no one tell Michael Eisner that he could double the price of espresso martinis and rake in the big bucks. Oh, it's Bob Iger now. Flushable wipes. Carolyn was going to bring one pack. I said, honey, there's four of us, and there's going to be a lot of food consumed, lots of Disney food. So how about bring two packs of flushable wipes? Grooming, Carolyn cut my hair on Thursday morning. She shaved my back. I shaved my chest also myself, my nether regions, if you will. I took a whack of my eyebrows yesterday. Nose hair. Carolyn bleached her arms. My pedicure is still amazing. I'm going back to Harbor Nails, West Cap, and Harbor Boulevard. They did a fabulous job. Whenever I've gotten pedis previously, come home, take a shower or whatever, I look at my feet, I'm like, they're about 6% better. But here we are, almost a week later, and they still look fabulous. I wasn't able to trim my leg hair, so I look like Chewbacca. I'll walk around cosplay as Chewbacca at the Disney spot. Did you know that Disney calls their employees cast members stupid? It reminds me of my 2 months at an Amazon warehouse in West Sacramento, of all places. They don't call their employees. They call them associates to make you feel better about yourself. Yeah, your job sucks and we barely pay you anything, but you're an associate. You're one of us. So a lot on various Disney Reddits, you'll see CM, because they don't call them employees or workers. They refer to them as cast members. Okay, whatever. How about you up the pay and give me some benefits? How about a 401k there, Michael Eisner? My mom's going to be bringing mad food, mad snacks, blueberries, protein bars. She wanted to bring up carne asada and her electric griddle kettle thing that you plug into the wall and it becomes a barbecue. But I said, hold off on that, Ma. But, I mean, this is all well and good. She's also bringing up some sparkling ice waters, which I like. But, Ma, blueberries and protein bars and sparkling ice waters are fine and dandy. But how about bring up a few cases of some Mickey Ultras? She'll be driving up from San Diego. So it's 90 minutes from San Diego to Disneyland, to the telly, to the Disney Hotel, as the rappers in the 90s used to say, hey, meet me back at the telly. So it's Kurt's, my stepdad, Kurt, Grandpa Curtis's birthday. He's turned the big 70. And my mom said, hey, look into how much it costs for a Star Wars character. This is a package or whatever that Disneyland offers, Disney Hotel offers. A Star Wars character dressed up, obviously, comes to your hotel room. And I looked into it. $250, okay, for Boba Fett to come to your hotel room for 5 minutes and take some pictures. And I said, Ma, it's your money, but I would steer clear. Kurt likes Star Wars, and so do I. But he's turning 70. He's not 7. So we didn't get the Star Wars option. So Carolyn is my passenger princess, and my mom is now my passenger queen. We've come full circle, 180, or is it 360? But she has just put me in charge. She's financing the entire endeavor. But as far as calling cast members for hotel things, hotel issues, and downloading the app and checking in and linking the tickets to the app and all this stuff, she's leaned on me. And I do it with vigor and honor and pride that she trusts me. And the other day I needed her credit card, and she gave me her credit card over the telephone. Like, we was talking on the phone, and she gave me her credit card. Now, my mom, she used to be scared to, like, give passwords via text. I would give her a password, whatever, some sensitive information via text, because it was just easier to type it in. And she would go on this whole diatribe about how it's insecure and you shouldn't do that. And, oh, the hackers are going to come get you. But the other day she said, oh, here's my credit card number, da, 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 da. And here's the magic number. She called the CVV the magic number. And so, but yeah, she used to plan vacations for me. Now I'm putting in the work and doing all the logistics for her. And I love it. I love it. I love being her son. I love being her son. And I love her being my Ma. So Disney greed, it goes on and on. They have a thing called the Magic Band, $40. It's a piece of rubber on your strap to your wrist that you can open your hotel room door with and check in with. And it's just, and then they also have the Magic Key program, which costs thousands of dollars. So you get exclusive dates to go to Disneyland. Just the fleecing is endless with Disney, and I blame greedy capitalists like Jeff Bezos. I wonder, so back in the day, Disneyland would create a new ride, right? Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Crusade, whatever that ride is called, whatever. And they would publicize it. So they would buy newspaper ads and TV commercials, and local news stations would want to cover it because, hey, it's a big event. It's a big deal. So that's how they got the word out. And radio stations would cover it because they have nothing else to talk about. And so that's how they would publicize new features, new rides, new attractions. And they had Frommer's Guide, Lonely Planet. But now, so the past few weeks, I've just been under a deluge of YouTube Disney content. YouTubers, vloggers, bloggers, whatever you want to call them, walking around the park, and this is what you got to eat, and these are the best rides, and is Genie Plus worth it, and da da da. And I've been inundated with, it's a glut of content. And before we used to show up and be like, okay, let's go on a ride or two. But now there's just so much information. It's crazy is what it is. The world has done changed. And then speaking of YouTubers, I was watching some ride videos, Rise of the Resistance and Mickey and Minnie Runaway Train. It's something like that. But I was watching videos of the new rides. And then I was like, what the hell am I doing to myself? I'm spoiling my pleasure that I would get doing these rides. And these stupid rides look terrible on my laptop, on a little YouTube screen. It's just, it's too much. So I close. But in the end, I mean, all Disney rides, they put you in a box and it's on a track, on wheels on a track. And there's a little pew, pew, choo, choo. And then 4 to 6 minutes later, you're like, that was sort of worth the 90 minute queue I stood in. So the hotel has a gym. Sunday's up in the air. Definitely going to 8 a.m. rope drop, head straight to Galaxy's Edge. Hopefully do Smuggler's Run. Hopefully do Rise of the Resistance. Rise of the Resistance is much more popular. I was checking the queues last night. Smuggler's Run was 20 minute wait. Rise of the Resistance was 85. So we'll see what happens. And then after that, I think we'll break off. Carolyn, Lennox, and Luna will go do their thing. Paint the town red. Maraud around Disney. And me and my mom and stepdad probably retreat back to the telly. I might hit the gym. Might hit the bar. Might hit the gym again. GBG. Okay. It's the new GTL or BGB. That sounds like a fun time. I just hope they have 70-pound dumbbells. Because, I mean, 50-pound dumbbells are fine for you normies, but I don't get out of bed for anything less than 60-pound dumbbells. There are pools, or as they say in Spanish, piscina. But it's going to be high 60s, low 70s. So we're not going to swim. We're not bringing I'm not bringing swim trunks. We're not bringing bathing suits. So reservations for food for the restaurants and dining in Disneyland. It's crazy. So, and plus we're a party of 13. Grandpa Curtis has a few friends coming up from San Diego. There's no reservations for 13 people. We're just going to have to find something. But so the Star Wars Cantina, and from what I understand, it's small inside. There's not much. There's not many seats. There's not much capacity. So how Disneyland does it is you can start making reservations 60 days in advance. So if you're going on May 18th, you can... Today would be the first day you can make a reservation for July 18th. So if you have your tickets and your flights and all that stuff, you start making reservations for July 18th. But Star Wars Cantina is such in high demand that they start taking reservations 6 a.m. After a few minutes, all resis are sold out because it's people just want to get in there. And I get it, but I also don't get it. What the hell, dude? It's just a weird looking drink with a weird name. I don't know. Yeah, so Sunday, I think my parents are good for 2 hours, maybe more. Who knows? They could paint the town red with us for 9 hours, but I'm thinking 2 hours-ish because they're older. Grandpa Curtis is turning 70 and my mom is 37, 38 years old. So I want to, hopefully we're going to head back to the telly and just chill, man. I want to take Grandpa Curtis out for a burger and a beer. We can talk about these women. We can talk about these women holding us down, keeping us back. They don't want to see us win. Checked in for Southwest flight. Got boarding group B2. A boarding group B, number 2. And I thought, that's good, but would you rather be an A59? Or would you rather be a B2? Like at the very end of the A group, because you're A. Or would you rather be at the very beginning of B? I don't know. But anything is better than C. If you're a C boarding group on Southwest, you're pretty much a leper. And my strategy to check in, put a reminder on my phone. Okay. Yesterday was 8:10 a.m. I could check in. Stare at my phone, 8:09. Once it clicks to 8:10, I wait 5 seconds. Because I've done 8:10 clicks, boom, check in. And it says, you still can't check in yet. So you got to give all the clock's time to whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. So I gave it 5 seconds, boom, check in, and I got B2. A lot of people out here are paying these early check-in upgrade fees. I'm not about that. I'm not about that life.
And a oop.
Yesterday.
And a oop.
So Thursday I come home and I'm planning to shave, right? I'm really hairy. I'll look my best for Grandma Tien. But my wife, Carolyn, said, dinner's in 15 minutes. And I said, I guess I don't have time to shave. So Friday morning, I didn't do a dry shave, but I shaved just with water. I just splashed some water on my face. And then take the old Gillette to the dome. It's not bad. I could use some shaving cream, but I do it in a pinch and it's fine. And I didn't cut myself, which is a positive. We got a lovely neighbor to feed Frankie today and tomorrow. And so we won't see him till Monday afternoon. And Carolyn and I were wondering if he goes 48 hours with no food, he'll live. But will he start acting out? Will he start scratching the carpet, scratching up the couches, and pushing our coffee maker off the counter and pushing our toaster oven off the counter? I think he would do that because he does throw fits. He's a spoiled little brat. But that's while we're here in person because he knows we'll feed him. But if no one was here, would a Frankie make noise falling in the wood? I uninstalled Insta. The gram, if you will. I uninstalled Facebook. I'm talking about my phone. Reddit. Never had Twitter. Just because I'm in the moment, man. Be living my best life. I'm going to take mad pictures. But as far as publishing a bunch of stories, people know what Disneyland looks like. You people know what Disneyland looks like. I do too. And when people go on vacation and they post 60 stories a day, it's just, so I'm all about vibes. I'm about chilling. I'm about Spressy Marty's, Mickey Ultras, my wife with Grandpa Curtis, with my mom's. And I will be off the socials for the next 3 days-ish. We watched. So we watched the Jerry Seinfeld Pup-Tart movie, Unfrosted. I really liked it, man. I really liked it. And beforehand, I saw a ton of negative reviews. And I saw a clip and I was like, this is the worst movie ever. I had made up my mind about the movie without actually watching the movie. I do that often because it just saved me time. It's like, oh, I don't have to watch this movie because I know it's going to suck, and it does suck, and I convince myself. I'm just a guy looking out here looking for a confirmation bias, but I really liked it. It has some great jokes. It has some great gags. I'm talking about the cemetery scene. It's like Airplane, Naked Gun. They don't make those kind of movies anymore. So a serial magnate is being buried, and then they cut to Seinfeld. He's just there attending the funeral, and then they go back to the burial. They cut back to the burial, and they're doing something silly. They cut to Jim Gaffigan, who's just also just sitting there. And then they cut back to the burial ceremony, and the visual gag is just they get more and more ridiculous, but it's super funny. It's super good. They don't make movies like they used to. And it just, each visual gag joke just one-ups each time, going back and forth. And I was like, this is really good. This is done really well. I really liked it. It's not a great movie, but it's a good time. It's a lovely way to pass 90 minutes. And so all the haters, get out of here, man. Unfrosted is banging, is busting. Okay. We're going to try to pod when we get back Monday, Tuesday, but realistically, probably not till next weekend. So I just wanted to say hi and bye and see you later. Lennox and my wife are waking up in 9 minutes, allegedly. And Luna is up right now, allegedly. All right. Peace out.